Know that you can now sign up for New York Lifetime licenses to hunt, fish, and enjoy our beautiful state parks? And did you know that if you have a Lifetime recreation or sporting license, your New York State driver's license can now become an all-purpose boating, fishing, hunting, and parks ID card? The new convenient adventure license simplifies your life and helps you to embark on your New York State outdoor adventure. For more details, visit the New York State eLicense Center at www.licensecenter.ny.gov.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by the Olana Partnership, presenting Frederick Church and Lockwood DeForest at Olana, painting, decorating, and collecting from May 10th to November 1st. Located south of Hudson, Olana is a state historic site. www.olana.org.
Welcome to WGXE 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta.
What show is this?
I don't know. I haven't come up with a new name for it yet. I still need to do that.
I've been really busy. No, you don't. I like the name.
No, I need to come up with a new name.
What's wrong with the name?
I don't know. I don't like it. It represents my 11-year-old phase. What? I came up with it when I was 11.
It's still a good name.
Nah, I don't like it.
I'm going to say it anyway.
No. I'm not allowed to.
I'm going to say it.
No. You're not going to say it. Turn off your mic.
It's been such... Turn it on.
Yeah, there. I'll turn all the mics off.
Am I back on?
No.
It's a long time since you turned off my microphone.
I'll turn off.
That's more like your 12-year-old self.
Yeah, that is. I like my 12-year-old self better than my 11-year-old self, though.
Right, because your rebellion was still like in the early stages at 11.
That's not true.
It wasn't like in full flower yet.
Not true.
So why do you like 12 better?
When I was 12, I didn't like memes. I liked memes when I was 11. That is a phase I regret.
Some people still like memes.
Mm. What can I say? Some people just are really into 2011.
What? I can't hear you. What?
Oh, wow. That's too bad.
Why are you so crotchety today?
I don't know.
Why are you in a bad mood?
I don't know. I can't hear myself. Why are the headphones all the way down?
I don't know.
Could you hear?
I could.
My headphones are all the way down.
Maybe you need a different set of headphones. Because now my voice is so loud it's giving me a headache.
Maybe you need to turn your thing down. You've got a box where you can turn the thingy down.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, you see, there's a knob. And you turn it down.
So I told you this story that I was working at my job and somebody came into the place where I work, which I'm not actually going to mention because... I don't want the wrong kind of attention, but somebody came in to this place where I work and said, do you do a radio show? And when they say that, I'm thinking, they've heard the Shomer Show. But no, he was like, are you the one who does a radio show with your daughter? And I said, yes, that is me. And he loves the show.
That's nice.
Huge fan. His name was Joseph. And... he loves your radio show, Loretta.
That's so cool.
And he loves you. He's like, she's great.
Why? All I do is complain about everything. I haven't really done too much lately on the show. I mean, I definitely complain a lot. And what else? We've argued about Marvel movies.
We've agreed about some Marvel movies.
Like what?
Well, I loved Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's true.
What was the one after that? I thought the X-Men movie was pretty good.
I loved the X-Men movie. I didn't love it as much as the Winter Soldier, but I did love it.
The Spider-Man movie I didn't like.
I liked Spider-Man.
I didn't like that one.
I wish I
actually like took a walk. I was like, I'm going to take a walk out to the concession stand at the Crandall Theater and just... chew the fat with the lady working there.
Oh, I remember that. You were like chatting up the lady at the concession stand.
I did. I was like, so how you doing? And I was like, so how much longer with this movie? She's like, I know.
I can't believe you didn't like it. I loved it. I'm a little bit insulted.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, it's not meant to as a personal insult.
I know it's not. I wish they had found a way to put Wade Wilson in it. He's one of my new favorite characters.
He's Deadpool.
Yeah, he's Deadpool.
Remember how last time we were on the air, which was 2 weeks ago, you were quizzing me about the names of Marvel characters?
Yeah, that was great.
I've forgotten them all.
We haven't had a chance to do that because I was in Arizona.
Oh.
Spider-Woman. Come on.
It was easier when we start. Is it Carol Danvers?
Nope.
Is she Miss Captain Marvel?
Yes.
Carol Danvers is Captain Marvel.
She is Spider-Woman's best friend.
Spider-Woman's best friend. Okay.
Jay.
Jenna, no. Jane, no. Josephine.
You're trying too hard. It's a pretty common name.
If it's not Jennifer or Jane.
Come on. You know, like, a couple people with this name. Come on.
Amy?
Does Amy start with a J?
Carla?
J.
J. Let's start at the beginning. Let's, because that's how I learned them.
She was the first one, Mom.
What's her name again?
Jessica Drew.
That is a really common name, but I don't know anybody. Oh, I know.
You know like three people.
I know Jessica. Jess.
And you know a couple other Jessica.
But Jess is not a Jessica, even though I think that's really her name. Yeah, she's a Jess.
So sometimes Jessica's name is Jess, too. So, I mean. Can I play a song?
We've barely gotten going. The ball is barely rolling over here.
It's been 8 minutes.
No. There's no way it's been 8 minutes.
It's been 8 minutes.
Can't be.
It's been eight
minutes. I want to know why you're cranky today.
I'm just tired.
Are you still sort of in that jet lag thing?
You could say that. Yeah.
Because I know that you got home at like 1 a.m. on Saturday. And you warned me, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were like, Mom, I'm really not going to sleep tonight. And I was like, okay, see ya. Have fun with that. And then the next day, starting at 1, I tried waking you up. And at 3:45, I woke you up enough to say, I'm leaving for a barbecue that you had planned to come with me to.
What time was that? Like 5? 7? I think it was like 7.
It was 3:45.
Wow. One day it was like 7. I didn't get up until 7.
And then I went to work on Monday morning, called you, no answer all day, came home at like 6:15. You were like, yeah, I just woke up.
And then the rest of the days, except today, I've been waking up around 5.
A.M.?
P.M.
Oh, P.M. You were up early today.
Yeah.
What was that about? Does that mean you didn't go to bed last night?
Yeah.
Really? You didn't get any sleep last night?
I'm sorry. I know I told you I did.
You lied.
I'm sorry. I do that sometimes. At least I told you at some point today, rather than like 3 years from now like I usually do.
I'm hurt. I mean, it is nice that you're admitting it now, but...
Why are you hurt?
Because you lied to me and because I trust you.
Yeah, but you would have felt bad and I didn't want to make you feel bad.
I feel worse now.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You wouldn't have felt
worse.
Look
in these eyes. These eyes want to cry. You lied to me and I believed you.
Well, I mean, I didn't
want to. I feel terrible. It feels awful being lied to and you know it. You hate being lied to.
Well, yeah, because you don't lie to me. I'm not used to it.
No, you hate being lied to because it makes people feel stupid that they trusted somebody who took advantage.
I didn't take advantage of
you. Yeah,
you
did.
How did I take advantage
of you?
You
knew I would believe you.
Yeah, because I didn't want you to feel bad. You always feel bad and I don't go to sleep. What?
I'm totally bummed out. What do you want me to say?
Whatever. Here's the luck you got by the high strung.
Once before. Gonna be everything. Listening to